As Yosef had foreseen and foretold, the 7 years of prosperity expired, and the 7 years of famine began. The countries of the Near East suffered successive years of bad crops, and Egypt's filled-to-capacity silos opened for booming business. That famine affected Canaan as well, and Yaakov was concerned. The pasuk tells us, "Vayar Yaakov ki yesh shever b'Mitzrayim," and Yaakov saw that there was food in Egypt. Rashi there cites Medrash Rabbah, which notes that since Yaakov was dwelling in Canaan, he could not have seen that there was food in Egypt, he could only have heard those tidings from afar. And indeed, in the very next pasuk, Yaakov tells his sons, "Hine shamati ki yesh shever b'Mitzrayim." Behold, I have heard that there is food in Egypt. Furthermore, asks the Medrash, why does the pasuk use the unusual word shever when talking about food? Why not use the usual term ochel? The answer given is that this word might also be read as sever, with a sin, meaning hope. By way of a prophetic inkling, Yaakov saw, as it were, that hope awaited him in Egypt. A tentative vision of his long-lost son, Yosef, flickered in his divinely inspired imagination. This idea appears in Rashi as well. The Yalkut Shimoni, though, takes the Shever-Sever link down a somewhat different path. It cites the well-known pasuk out of Psuka de Zimra, "Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro Sivro Al Hashem Elokav." Praised is the one for whom the God of Yaakov provides assistance. His hope is upon Hashem, his Almighty. The God of Yaakov, says the pasuk, is the God of assistance, the God of hope in hard times. So the Yalkut says, "Ki Yeshever." Yeshever in the sense, there's a heartbreak. Something is broken. Yosef was taken down to Egypt. On the other hand, Ki Yesh Sever. V'Yosef hu Hashalat al Mitzrayim. Yosef is the ruler, optimally positioned to save his family. Ki Yesh Sever. There's rupture again. V'avodum v'inu osal arbami oshana. Yaakov senses his trip down to Egypt will turn into a lengthy epoch of suffering and torment. On the other hand, Ki Yesh Sever. There's hope. An eternal nation was forged in the Egyptian crucible and equipped to be the bearers of Hashem's name in this world. One of the most important lessons we can and must teach our children is our sense of Hashem's involvement in our lives. A powerful part of that is looking at life through Yaakov Avinu's lenses, with the conviction that challenges comes with a promise, the hope that they are nothing but a favor in disguise. True, we do not always merit seeing events unfold in a way that justifies that hope, but we cannot afford to lose our sense of certainty that it is so. And to that end, most people have gone through a situation or two that seemed unfortunate at the time, but ended up being a blessing. Be it a failed job interview or a missed flight, a lost business opportunity or a malfunctioning car. Parents should tell and retell incidents that happened to them, savoring them as Hashem's special display of kindliness and love to their own family. Those anecdotes fortify our emunah so sorely needed to maintain proper perspective on life. Just recently, a certain man was stabbed in the abdomen by an Arab terrorist in Rishon LeZion. He was rushed to the hospital. Doctors opened him up to examine his internal organs, and they noticed a large, life-threatening, cancerous growth on his colon. They cut it away, and his life was saved. Now, too many of the recent terrorist attacks in Israel have ended tragically, without shedding any of their depressing disguise. Yet we see so many of those affected families drawing close to Hashem and draw strength from their regained appreciation, tense bonds of love between all members of our nation. And we, in turn, draw inspiration from their elevated humanity and rock-solid emunah and redouble our own efforts in improving our Beinon al-Makom and Beinon al-Chavero, even if in some small but priceless way. Too many parts of the picture undoubtedly remain obscured from our limited view, but the segments of good that we do see grant us the ability to wholeheartedly trust in Hashem's overall plan for His flock. May Hashem bless us all with the clarity of faith and spirit to see His affectionate providence in every aspect of our lives. Shabbat Shalom.